was huge. He was very instrumental. I mean, he was our maintenance guy. He kept everything mowed and trimmed up nice for us, and any other odd jobs we needed. I mean, he was just real crucial to our program.
So tell us a little bit about this ride you have coming up. It'll take place on September the 2nd.
So we started this in remembrance of Spike last year, and we took a ride and we went to New Windsor. This year we're going to go to Sherrard, and we'll have some place to eat over there, and then we'll leave there and we'll work our way back to Aledo, and hopefully we got to do a little bit of work on it, but we'd like to take a loop through Brookstone, and then we always make the last loop through the nursing home. We call ahead and let them get the people out there, and we go through and wave and such, and then head back to the fairgrounds. 20 tractors last year, and we're hoping to get that many or more this year. I think we were $25 donation last year, and then that money goes to the fair board, and it'll be used there on the grounds for something.
And the ride features a slogan and logo.
I would just try to think of something different from what we had last year. Last year we had an Oliver symbol and stuff, and I got a hat pin made, and this logo I've got on, it's on Facebook. You can see it there on my page. It will be the hat pin that we give out this year, and it says Spike's Ride 2, let's ride for the heck of it. So, and it's got a picture of an Oliver tractor.